Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello, everybody.
So we are at the first week of Advent. We are here.
Oh, it's come so fast. So fast.
We say that every year though, don't we?
Yeah, and I think as we get older, it seems to get faster.
No, we get slower, but the days get
faster. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, is that it?
We get slower.
So this week for your Heartbeat, you talked about how there were these prophecies at the time when Jesus came. There'd been prophecies for years that a Messiah was coming.
For centuries, not just years.
Yeah.
And all the Jewish people would have known about it. All the Pharisees and scribes knew about it.
Mm. And what I find interesting back in those days is that because not everyone was able to write, people knew the prophecies because they'd learnt them
orally.
By hearing them,
yes.
So people had shared them orally and then they'd heard them and they've remembered them. So they knew that there were these prophecies. And you share a few scriptures about how, like in Matthew, that Jesus would be coming. And then you talked about how the three wise men, they go to Herod, the king at the time, because they had heard that the Messiah was coming and like that it was imminent, that it was this time. And what I find really interesting in my study that I've been doing lately, that yes, there were these prophecies for like the Jewish people, but there were also these prophecies in other religions
about the Messiah.
About the Messiah coming.
Wow, that's pretty wow.
That I found amazing.
Yes.
That like they're not even of this religion, but they had prophecies that someone was coming to like Jerusalem area. Like
wow.
Yeah. So it's amazing. But one of the scriptures that I wanted to focus on and look at again is in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6, and it says this: "For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And then I could continue because the next few verses are beautiful as well. But those little parts there that I really love, the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. What it was prophesied was not just that he was coming, but who he was.
Yeah.
Who he was going to be.
Yeah.
And he was all these things. But already it was telling the people, this is the kind of Messiah you're going to have.
But it was also, these descriptions were part of his personality, but it was him. It's like, it's not, it's an ability with a personality, it's part of his nature.
Yeah.
It's, you, like you can't
to the core
split.
Of who he was.
That's it.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, like, I was thinking about that, how you were like saying how these prophecies are his coming, but it wasn't just there's a Messiah coming, but this is who the Messiah is going to be.
Yes. Yes.
Like, which, like, obviously,
so
gives
why
a lot
were
of
they surprised when Jesus came and had all those attributes?
Yeah, because
they couldn't see.
It still wasn't what exactly they expected.
Wanted.
Because they were expecting a battle.
Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting and it made me think. I wrote down this question as I was listening to your Heartbeat. I wrote down, how often do we miss the signs of God?
And that's what I was trying to get at with the beginning of Advent.
Mm.
We are preparing for God's second coming, Jesus' second coming. I don't want to miss the signs of Jesus' second coming. Now, it says nobody will know the time, the day, the hour, the whatever. But we still see the end times. We still should have this heart which goes, I'm going to be prepared and ready.
Mm.
I don't want to miss it.
Yeah, we want to have hearts ready for God.
That's right.
I loved the story that you told of the mathematician.
Yes.
About
I don't know where I read it, but I thought, wow.
Yeah, the probability of like even just a few of those prophecies being fulfilled was what, 1 in 10 to the 17.
Which is 10 by 10 by 10 by 10, 17 times.
But you and I, even we had to Google the other day, we were Googling, what's more than a trillion to try
I know,
and figure out?
I don't know the language, you know, you don't hear it
and
much
then what,
more
what
than
did
that.
We discover? It was like a quadrillion, a quintillion.
Well, 10 is
decadillion.
Decadillion. But then it's deca plus septillion.
Yeah,
or something plus, because it's just 10 a lot of illions. Plus 7. Yes, yes.
But we were Googling in the office this week trying to figure it out.
I thought, oh, what's the chance of winning Lotto? Because that's very hard.
Well, that's
right?
The comparison, yeah.
Yeah, and the comparison was it's only 1 in 300 million. Mm. That's nothing compared to the prophecies coming true.
Yeah.
And it was 8. They looked at 8 prophecies. Oh, my goodness. Mm. God's amazing God. There's a description. I have a Heart Women's group on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And there's a description that this beautiful lady Helen shared, and she says, wow, our God's a clever God. I love it.
Giving him a compliment. Yeah.
But that's what I mean. Yeah. Our God's a clever God. Yeah. To get all of those
to line it lined all up just right
and be exact. But that's who he is. Yeah.
You know what that makes me think of?
What?
Like, have you ever tried to line something up to measure it and you do it and then you cut it and then it's like wrong? And you're just like, oh. Like,
No. What is it supposed to be? Measure twice, cut once. Yes.
Yeah. I think I need to measure 10 times and then cut once. Yeah. But yeah, that God is so intentional.
Yes.
He's so purposeful and specific.
Oh, but I thought you were also going to use the word he's so personal.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And he is. Mm. This great I am comes to us.
Mm.
Oh my goodness! Just think about it. You know, we're 4 weeks of the to prepare for the Christ coming, and He's personal to us.
Mm.
He cares about us. He knows where we are right now in our own circumstances. Mm. He knows our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows our thoughts. He knows our attitude, our feelings, and He cares.
And it takes it from like the big, the macro to the just the micro, the little. Us.
That just makes you go, wow, God, he's such a clever boy.
Yeah. Clever boy. I'm going to remember that now. Yeah.
So I chuckled so much when she said it.
So this really is the time where we can prepare our hearts spiritually. And I've written down excitement with that as well, which like when you're talking there too, I can hear that excitement. So what can we do to prepare? And I feel like I've written down things like we can read, we can pray, we can turn to him, we can ask for forgiveness. But then I've just written down, do something extra.
That you don't normally do.
Like, yeah, because I feel like when we dedicate, let's say, several weeks to anything in your life, you're trying to achieve something, you're intentional and you actually do something extra.
Extra, yes.
And so for all of us, that would be different.
Yes.
But what is it that at the end of these 4 weeks, on Christmas Day, when you're celebrating, you can think, those last 4 weeks, you know what? I really
tried.
Put something into it. Yeah. So that is also the weekly challenge.
Do something extra.
Yeah. Do something extra to prepare your hearts. And that is also, though, to pray and spend time with God. And it is a good time, I think, of the year too, to go do reconciliation. As well to prepare our hearts. So we hope that you've enjoyed that chat this week and you're having a good start to your Advent season, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye everyone.
Bye everybody.